hide it. Yes, you move me to tears over and over. Every time I get it settled, you excite it. Every time I get my face dry, you sing.
Good morning, this is Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to another installment of Foxtrot. You know, big Foxtrot episode, it is Yom Kippur. Anyone who's observing Yom Kippur, I wish you guys a meaningful fast. I'm already kind of hungry, which is a little bit of an issue, but, you know, atonement and all of that. So, it'll be good, again. Take care of yourselves. I don't know why I brought up the Yom Kippur part so quickly, but, you know, just spoke to me. It's the Yom Kippur edition of Foxtrot, so big deal, everyone. So we just listened to Voice in Headphones by Mount Eerie, featuring Julie Doran and Fred Squire. I like that song because it's just super spooky. I don't know. I think it almost kind of feels like a canon. It's not like I've analyzed it and be like, oh, this is a canon, but it has that vibe about it, where I'd be like, if someone told me it was a canon, I would just totally believe it. Okay, other than that, I got a fun little show for everyone. We got some fun little tunes, fun little music, fun little zik, as it were. Music, that is. And, without further ado, let's just keep it going. Here is, Drawing Muses.
Thank you. with you on a mattress in your parents' old room, clipping your toenails into the room like the room will fade, and you will move on to other room, and you will go to other places.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's loud. We just listened to Gemini Birthday Song by Why. That was in all caps, that's what I yelled. Before that, we listened to Actin' Ugly by Hiding Places. And just before that was Honey Chain by Throwing Muses. Honey Chain is a good song. There's nothing much else to say about it. Besides, it's kind of like one of those, headbangers. My head is banging when I'm listening to it. I can tell you that much. That is me speaking from the heart. When I'm listening to Honey Chain by Throwing Muses, my head is banging. Actin' Ugly by Hiding Places, I found on my Discover Weekly 2 days ago. It rocks. I'm a fan. Again, not a ton to say. I found it's good to put on repeat while I just do schoolwork, because it kind of feels like it loops the whole time, which is pretty cool. I recommend. They don't have a ton of listeners, so, tell them that Noah sent you, and they'll say, who's that? And then it'll be a fun little mystery for them. And then that last one, Gemini Birthday Song, there's a lot of things that can be said about that song, unlike the last two. Are the lyrics a little weird? Objectively. Is the album cover weird? You guys can't really see it, but they were just dogs. By dogs, I mean feet. On that album cover. Is that weird? Yeah. But by golly, if that man can't write a chorus / hook, it just goes so hard. I started listening to it second semester of last year, and I stopped for a little bit, and I turned it on again. I was like, wait, no, it just objectively goes hard. It's another headbanger, but also it's one of the more intense, lip sync headbang. You get the vibe. A lot of body parts are moving listening to that song. Okay, we're gonna move on to some more music because that's what people are listening for, and let's keep this party popping, as they say, and yeah. Thank you.
soak me on the heath, a figure on a cliff, another on the beach. She liked to take a drink, I liked her when she did. Her face would come alight, her words would all be right, full of fun and fight. And if your face is in the soil, and in your eyes are threads of roots and creatures coiled, a hole just like a broken bowl, flowers grow there from a bowl. No one ever sings a song when you're gone. Trace a message on your skin, strike a tone across the rafters of your ribs. I wish you all the very best, grow flowers from the backs of all your heads. Every day we've all been so afraid. Why? Across the grass comes the twinge of something changing in your heart. You shed your skin in slow decay, you bend the world to your own shape. No one ever sings a song, no one ever dies. No one ever does. No one ever does. No one ever does. When you're gone. When you're gone. When you're gone.
Even when you need to. disco's dancing, and a billion planets are born. I believe in you, even when you need to recoil, just like that. The moon goes flat, and the lights in the city shine, crying out, take me to the limits of your love.
We just listened to Dragon New War Mountain, I Believe in You, by Big Thief. Before that was Flowers by Grand Salvo. And before that was Places Slash Plans by the aptly named Skull Crusher. I love that that's her name, because you hear Skull Crusher and you just do not expect like the most soothing folk you've ever heard. But that's what that is. I also want to apologize for putting those three songs in that order. I that was kind of depressing. I want you all to know that when I picked those songs to play, I was walking through the rain on the way to a recitation at 6 o'clock. So I was kind of in a funk, and I was like, these songs are gonna fit the vibe. But I'm okay now. Yeah, the Skull Crusher song is great. I'm a sucker for horns in songs, so it's a little spoiler alert for later on. Flowers by Grand Salvo, another just a little good old guitar strummer, you know? The guitar is being strummed in that song in all the best ways possible. Sorry about that. I don't know anything about the artist, except that it's a good song. Cool. And then that Big Thief song. I play a lot of Big Thief. I don't know if you guys have picked up on that one yet. But that is the title track off of their album from earlier this year, Dragon New Worm. Alan, I Believe in You. One of my favorite albums of the year. It's terrific. That song is terrific. Just the ambiance it creates. I was just kind of sitting there with my eyes closed just listening to it. I almost fell asleep. But it's just so peaceful. When you really think about it, it's almost like, not to be annoying, but it's just magical, I feel like, when you sit and listen to that thing. So one of their best songs, in my opinion, off of their best album. Again, in my opinion. So besides those songs I just played, I don't know if you guys could hear, but I'm hearing that it's time for a PSA, I think. So let's go ahead and do that. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. This has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Yeah, get outside. Autumn is nice. Go Leaves. Okay, without further ado, we're gonna keep playing music, we're gonna keep playing tunes, we're gonna keep having fun. We're halfway through the hour, let's keep it rolling. Here's some Mountain Goats. Hip hip hooray.
Hello there, Paul. I had a take and I listened to it and I was ready to send it and I thought, you know, it can be done better. So here it is then. Now I'm wearing my boots, which always guarantees a good showing. You must try to lead a good life. You must do unto others as you would have them do, so that when you die, you'll find golden boy peanuts waiting in the afterlife for you. There are no Pan-Asian supermarkets down in hell, so you can't buy golden boy peanuts. There are no Pan-Asian supermarkets down in hell, so you can't buy golden boy peanuts. Yeah. If thine enemy oppresseth you, you must let him oppress you some more, so that when you go shopping in paradise, you'll find magnificent peanuts. Singapore, with the drawing of the young Chinese farmer, with the eastern sun behind him, smiling at you from the shelves. If we want to spend eternity in happiness, well, we're gonna have to watch ourselves. You must give to the march of dimes. You must be on guard against wickedness.
Oh honey, I'm just
We just listened to Drops in the River by Fleet Foxes. Just before that was Saying Goodbye by Ondara. And just before that was Golden Boy by the Mountain Goats. I love the Mountain Goats song. It's just so, like, I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it. Joyful, I guess. I don't know. It has some, like, deeper meaning that I've read about that I thought was interesting that I don't really feel like delving into right now. But it's a good song. I was jamming in here and listening to it, honestly. Saying Goodbye by Ondara. Interesting enough, I was introduced to Ondara by my uncle, who got me one of his records on vinyl. The man has the voice of an angel, I feel like. I'm pretty sure he's from Kenya, I believe. And he moved to Minnesota, which is how my uncle, who lives in Minnesota, knew about him. And I love that album. Tales of America, it's just, as the name implies, just very Americana. But that song especially is just terrific. I've never heard, you know, he can just control his voice so well. Anyway, I don't know anything about, like, singing, but to a pleb like me, it impresses me. And that Fleet Foxes song is from their EP Sun Giant drops in the reverse on the EP Sun Giant. That was released before their self-titled, but I'm pretty sure it was actually recorded after their self-titled. I don't really know why they did that. But I'm a big fan of that song. I think it's an underrated Fleet Foxes song. So I'm talking a little bit fast because I got a decent amount of music to go through and not a decent amount of time. But I love that Fleet Foxes song. Just the build-up is great, and I think it deserves more love than I've ever really heard it get. Okay, we're going to keep going. We're going to keep playing some tunes. Tunes ahead, as they say. I'll see you on the other side. Thank you. Okay, I have a lot of things to say, so I'm gonna run through everything. We just listened to Angry by Cryo Geyser. Super cool song. It reminds me of Beach House, but it's really good and clearly not a Beach House ripoff. I don't know. I really like it. I'm so frantic. And then before that was Living Proof by Teen Suicide. I told y'all I love horns. In that case, it was probably more of a trumpet, so I guess you could just say brass, but I love me some brass. Teen Suicide came through right there. That's all I have to say. Oh, and then I forgot to mention last time, one more thing about that Mountain Goat song. I want to shout out my friend Mia from back home in South Carolina for introducing me to that song. Mia has her own radio show, University of South Carolina, WUSC. I think it's like Sundays 8 to 10 called The Dumpster Dive. Check it out if you get a chance. Her music rocks. She's cool. She's awesome. Yeah, check out Mia. I got one more song for y'all. I got a Father Time Missy song. I don't know if I want to say the title of the song because I don't know how, like, I'm not allowed to curse on air and a song. You'll see if you're looking at it. It's my favorite Father John Missy song. It's great. But other than that, this show is about to wrap up. I really enjoyed this Yom Kippur edition of Foxtrot. Again, if you're observing Yom Kippur, I wish you guys, if you're fasting, I wish you a meaningful fast, wish you an easy fast. You know, take some time for reflection. That's what the holiday is. And, yeah, again, thank you. My name is Noah. Thank you for listening. I'll be here next week. The show is called Foxtrot every Wednesday at 2 a.m., and I look forward to seeing you all again. Once again, this is Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Free from Radio, and I will see you all next week.
Ancient holy wars, dead religions, holocaust, new regimes, old ideas, that's now myth, that's now real, original sin, genetic fate, revolution, spinning plates, it's important to stay informed, the commentary to comment on. Oh, and no one ever really knows you, and life is brief, so I've heard, but what's that gotta do with this black hole in me? Oh, 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 oh. Age-old gender roles, infotainment capital, golden bows and mercury, bohemian nightmare, dust bowl chic. Documentaries lost on me, satirical news, free energy, mobile lifestyle, loveless sex, independence, happiness. Oh, and no one ever knows the real you, and life is brief, so I've heard, but what's that gotta do with this atom bomb? Sweet revenge, isolation, online friends.